Blog Talk Radio.
Hey, everybody, welcome to the show, a very special Friday edition of the Pop Rocks Radio Talk Show. I'm your host, pop art painter Jamie Rocks, and this is the big show. You found it. I'm sure I'm glad you did. Today is very, very cold. Man, I tell you, the cold snap we've been having here in South Florida is gone. It is the temperature. I don't know if anybody saw my blog, but it was up in the 70s again today. So, yeah, we're warming back up down here, but it'll fluctuate over the next month or two like that. My guests tonight do not have that particular problem. They are from my old home state, Michigan. They're from Lansing, Michigan. Fantastic rock band, Handsome Pete. Hey, guys, how are you?
Dude, how you doing, man?
Hey, doing real good.
All right. Awesome. Yeah, I have some friends in Lansing, and I saw this gal, Vanessa. I know she was posting on her Facebook playing with her dog out in the snow. So you guys already have snow up there, right?
Oh, yeah, plenty of it.
Lots of snow. Well, it hit us a little early this year, but we figured it'd be all right because we might trade y'all places or something. South Florida sounds pretty nice right about now, I think.
You know, and I tell all
of
our...
Why are we doing this radio interview and posting? Yeah. Oh, man. Yeah,
I
we just got
my musician friends. Anytime.
Oh,
we're a 10-minute walk from the beach. They don't really care about that. What they always, guys on tour, and girls too, when they're on tour, what they're most interested in is when I mention we have a washer and dryer. That excites them.
Oh, yeah.
Man.
Like that, dude. Having a wash and dryer, making a post like that on Facebook or online, just throwing it out there, you make friends real quick. We've got other friends and other bands that do a lot of that, just couch surfing, you know, every time they go out on tour.
Right.
Put a post out, hey, if anybody wants to put us up, we're going to be in this town driving through. We really need a place to stay, place to wash our dirty chonies, and all the above. Yeah, you can make a lot of good friends by putting that out there.
Oh, I'm telling you. It's we have a couple friends that are every time they come. I have a good friend of mine, and he does. There's a term for it, and I can't think of it. I the word gunslinger comes into mind, but it's not what it is. He gets hired by different bands. He's a stand-up bass player, so he's always going on tour with different bands, filling in for their bass players. Kind of a freelance type. And, so he's always coming through town with a different band. But it works out. So you guys grew up in, you guys came up in the Lansing area, right? It's a fun town.
Yeah. All five of us have been pretty centrally located most of our lives. Makes us very interested, well-rounded people.
Absolutely.
We can talk about
Absolutely.
Michigan all day.
Yeah.
I'm telling you, the
Oh, go ahead. Oh, yeah, I'm sorry. Just recently it's been giving us the opportunity to travel, which is really cool, you know, just getting out of our little home state niche here and getting on the road to be able to share some of this music is really cool for
a couple
guys that maybe don't get a chance to leave as often as we'd like.
Right. Well, it's cool. And Michigan rocks, man. There is some great rock and roll. I don't know if it's in the water or what. I remember the first time I went out to L.A. Now, again, I grew up north of Detroit, so, you know, I kind of grew up with the, you know, let me put it this way. Everybody I knew was a guitar player. They all wanted to be Randy Rhoads. It was just the time I was growing up. But I got out to L.A., and I expected, like, just, you know, like you saw on Headbangers Ball and stuff, and it wasn't that way. This is in the 90s, the coffee shop. Acoustic was real in vogue, and I remember thinking to myself, God, I'm all the way in LA. They rock harder in Michigan, definitely. And at that time, they definitely did, and probably still do. definitely drink harder in Michigan.
Yeah.
I think we've got something to prove, maybe.
I gotcha. Did you guys grow up knowing that music was, this is what you were going to be doing, or did it kind of come new?
Most of us got show parents that have just been cracking the whip, starting us out really early with pageantries, and dance recitals and piano recitals and pushing us up elbow, wrist, the proper beauty queen wave. So I think we all started in some sort of entertainment pretty young.
Yeah.
A few of us, yeah. I know my mom was a music teacher, and Elu, he's been rocking out since he was like
8, 9.
Yeah, real young.
A lot of this stuff is coming onto new territory, though, like, working the single Captain Lonely a little bit harder than we have in the past with our first CD on radio, doing a little bit more traveling. Stuff like that's pretty new for us, but we're doing it, and we enjoy it.
Yeah, I think we all
want
some one way or another it'd be a part of our lives, but we're really excited to be able to bring it to this level and finally make some waves and make friends in the music industry like we have. It's definitely like a first. We've been in a lot of different bands, but definitely been the most successful band any one of us has been a part of. And so, yeah, we're
true.
Feeling really blessed and thankful this time of year, holidays and all, so you think about it. I think we all knew in one way or another we'd be doing music, even if it was just a hobby.
Mm-hmm.
Right. Well, you guys are definitely winning. I was looking on your website and on your Facebook page and whatnot that, man, there's all these accolades and whatnot. You guys are like just winning all this stuff and tearing it up and just kicking ass, and that's awesome to see.
Yeah, wow. I appreciate you mentioning that. That was the only way we were actually to finish our album, because our 10th track there, which, somebody was telling us we had to have 10 tracks. It's actually Vinny Dombrowski from Sponge recorded that in his studio at the Loft in Detroit. That was a contest there for a little battle of the bands we do with Harley Davidson Club. And
that was part of the prize.
Just being able to...
It was great.
It's a great community of musicians. Competing is weird. Some people get really into it thinking that, it's going to be aggressive. We're all...
unfriendly.
Yeah, but that's really not the case. It seems like battle of bands, a lot of music competitions, it's this awesome community of musicians that's trying to build each other up. If one of us wins, it really brings attention to the whole music scene out here in Lansing or Detroit. So, it is a lot friendlier than we thought it would be. And we're just grateful to have been participating in so many contests like that.
We jam with a lot of bands and play a lot of shows with the bands we competed against, too. And we stay in close contact with them. We've even befriended them, the majority of them, pretty good.
That's fantastic.
Yeah.
And the cool thing about that is I was just reading, it was a couple weeks ago. I don't know if you guys saw it. There was this guy, made up a band, and then he got this, English tour going, and he got all this money, and stuff. And, he didn't have a band, and... three people would show up, and it was just all this bullshit. But that wouldn't have happened in a place like Michigan or the Midwest, because everybody talks to each other. You know what I mean? They're like, I don't know, man. And that's a good thing.
Pretty cool.
Everybody honest.
People would catch on.
Oh, absolutely. And probably kick his ass.
Yeah.
It
would be pretty good.
We had little incidents here at Max Bar, a little incidents at another venue, the Avenue, and, before the night's end on Facebook, it's just blowing up and 12 different people and your mom's already calling you asking what's going on.
Friends messaging you. Yeah.
Sometimes it's a little bit too small of a town, but other times it's nice, small name.
I hear you. Well, that's cool. And, another good thing I like about Michigan, too, is I have a lot of friends in central Michigan as well, kind of Saginaw area, that neck of the woods and whatnot. Lansing, too.
Yeah.
And people... people have ups and downs in their lives and whatnot. And man, I've had friends that are broke as a joke, but they'll still make it out to a show. They'll still get it together to get out, have a couple beers and a good time. And they support music and whatnot, which I think there's other cities I've been to and they can learn something from that. Not all, but there's a few that come to mind. You got to get out and support the people.
Part of it. We've been to shows where it seems like people, we've went out where it seems like people think they have to leave while you're performing if they came to see another band, like they're showing more support to like diss another band. And,
right.
But it seems like the older crowd you run into, the more they're apt to just be open to new things. And you know, if you pay for a ticket to see X amount of bands, you're going to try to soak up as much as you can. And I'd appreciate it. It seems
absolutely.
Like there's a lot of people out here that just appreciate music, you know, whether it's what they came there to see, whether it's their particular brand of music, their cup of tea, but still just being open to new stuff. It's a lot of fun.
Absolutely, man. And it's just that doesn't make any sense to me. When I go to the Chinese buffet, I'm a big guy. I'm going to try everything. I don't want to offend any dish.
Yeah.
Oh, man, that's funny.
He's worth at a concert and at a buffet. Yeah, dude.
Yeah.
It's his life's buffet.
Oh, yeah. Exactly. And you never know because, you know, you go and it's always somebody starting out. And, man, that could be the I have all these old timey friends of mine that always have, they have all these stories, you know, oh, I saw Guns N' Roses with 12 people,
yes.
in this place, you know, and
yeah.
I like to have those types of stories, you know, where
right,
I saw Handsome Pete and everybody goes, nobody believes you. They're like, yeah, sure you did. What are you kidding
right,
me?
Right, right.
You did not see that.
Right.
Yes, I did. I had him on my show. No way, you know. Let's roll a tape.
Right.
And now, folks, a couple quick messages from some of our show sponsors. Stay tuned. We'll be back with the rest of the interview after these quick messages.
North Pole Hotline.
We've decked the halls for our holiday party. Now we need to get decked out, too.
Get to Old Navy.
Old Navy?
Yep, get up to 50% off store-wide now on party-perfect styles like velvet tops and pixie pants.
Up to 50% off. It is the season to be jolly.
Jeans and sweaters start at just $15 with tops from just $7.
Ooh, we need those styles fa-la-la-la fast.
Buy online and pick up in store for free. And don't forget to redeem your super cash now through Tuesday to save even more.
Kids, we're going to Old Navy.
Holiday your heart out with up to 50% off store-wide at Old Navy and OldNavy.com. Valid through 12/4 select styles only. Other exclusions apply. See stores for details.
North Pole Hotline. We've decked the halls for our holiday party. Now we need to get decked out, too.
Get to Old Navy.
Old Navy?
Yep, get up to 50% off store-wide now on party-perfect styles like velvet tops and pixie pants.
Up to 50% off. It is the season to be jolly.
Jeans and sweaters start at just $15 with tops from just $7.
Ooh, we need those styles fa-la-la-la fast.
Buy online and pick up in store for free. And don't forget to redeem your super cash now through Tuesday to save even more.
Kids, we're going to Old Navy.
Holiday your heart out with up to 50% off store-wide at Old Navy and OldNavy.com. Valid through 12/4 select styles only. Other exclusions apply. See stores for details.
Metal Babe Mayhem is super excited about their newest venture with MBM Music LLC. With MBM Music, we'll provide artists with a full-service platform to be seen and heard by assisting with necessary products, services, and fashion, all in an effort to increase exposure, fan base, and income. For more information, visit us at MBMMusicLLC.com. That's MBMMusicLLC.com. You create, we promote, plug in to the network.
Glittering amethyst, energizing citrine, colorful fluorite, the other side of the sun, Earth's treasures brought to light. Since 1999, we have offered a unique collection of hand-selected minerals and gems for every budget, for novices, collectors, and healers. Visit www.tosots.com to view our wide selection of offerings and use coupon code ROCKS, that's ROXX, for 10% off your first order. Remember, TOSOTS.com, Earth's treasures brought to light.
Hi folks, Jamie Rocks here. Hey, if you're a big fan of cool historical books like me, then you're going to want to check out our newest show sponsor, Michelle Albion, a fantastic author. She's got some really interesting, cool books out that you're going to want to check out. I'm a big fan of all of these. The Florida Life of Thomas Edison, The Quotable Edison, Quotable Henry Ford, Quotable Eleanor Roosevelt, and of course, The Quotable Amelia Earhart. Michelle's just very keen and very, very cool. And these are just very cool books. So check out her website. There's links to where you can pick these up on Amazon and Barnes & Noble, all over the place. MichelleAlbion.com. 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 Very, very cool stuff. Check it out, folks. So you guys are on your second album. This is your as they say in the business, right? Sophomore album?
Yeah.
Or is this the first?
Right.
No,
yep.
You've had two. Very
this
cool.
This is their second one. Small Miracles is their second one. The
first one
was
Dancing for Nickels, which was very aptly mm-hmm. named. Actually, I think they're both aptly named because the second one we pulled off by the skin of our pants there.
But, yeah.
It was definitely a small miracle pulling that off.
Well, you know, it happens.
Yeah,
so you guys... When you guys did the Battle of the Bands thing, you said to bring it in, to land it, so to speak, at the end there.
Yeah.
Did you guys do any like crowdfunding or anything like that beforehand, or not really?
Not really, no. We just grinded, you know, from shows, saved up from shows, mm-hmm. Pitched in some of our own personal money out of pocket, and...
I steal my grandmother's television every afternoon. She walks down to the boardwalk and buys it back off the pawn shop. I come in and take it again. It's a long, grueling haul. It's trek that thing all the way down there. But, you know, it's $20 a day. It brings it in for the album money. But we haven't done any crowdfunding yet. But I've been suggesting that every time we start digging into pocket there. But,
well, we kind of are now. It's not necessarily crowdfunding per se. Through any type of website or platform, but we're accepting donations through our PayPal for
nice.
A Vegas trip we got coming up in February. So that's kind of crowdfunding
cool.
in a way, funding fundraiser type deal.
Yeah, we're not on that platform, but we have a beneficiary a little bit that's helping us out. The owner and operator there, the Classic Pub here in Lansing, huge help to us.
Nice.
That guy's been just amazing. And, it's a great
well,
opportunity. We get to go down to Vegas and play the Kill Pop Radio Convention this February.
Nice.
Yeah.
Another fun time.
Mm-hmm.
Sadly,
oh, man.
$500 a pop. So might have to fire
wow.
a few members before we can afford it.
Just play all the Flying J's on the way out. Are you guys driving out or are you guys flying out? That's a long drive, man.
Yeah, it looks like we're flying out there. They're going to backline the gear, so we just can travel light and be flying out there.
We talked about driving. We got a nice little RV that feels a lot like home.
Yeah, it's nice.
Yeah,
nice and cozy.
Crank up the cartoons, and it feels like you haven't even left the state. But it's kind of a gas.
Sleeping in Walmart parking lot the whole way.
Yeah,
yeah. Exactly.
You know the story right
yep.
there.
Oh, absolutely. Go in there and get some coffee in the morning. That's what they're hoping.
Exactly.
Yeah, you know, I had a friend of mine, a country guy I know, and it was just him, but he had a whole band that he had hired, and he rented one of them big, I don't know what they're called, the rock star buses, you know, it's like those converted Greyhounds. And he's like, it was expensive, but it was cheaper than hotels every night. He goes, you do a hotel every three nights. You know, it was just too.
Yeah.
But
right.
I think those things burn up. They get about, I don't know, 8 miles a gallon. If you're doing any serious traveling.
Yeah.
Whoa.
Yeah.
You
and
know.
Then putting in the driver, if there's a driver, you know, it's expensive stuff. Yeah.
Got to keep all the girls out of it.
Yeah.
Oh, man. And then it just invites. Sometimes, you know, I don't want to get into too many specific stories, but pulling up in an RV, I don't know. We try to act like fun parties. Yeah. All of a sudden, before you know it, there's a bunch of fucking minors on the bus. They're all drinking.
Right.
It's right. Pretty strict rules about attention to the tracks. Yeah.
That's right. See, you got to get a bouncer. You got to get a bouncer right there at the RV door.
Right. Security. Yeah.
Yeah. So
check an ID.
And
Yeah.
If they're the up and down ones, no, you can't come on. Oh, man, that's funny.
You might have learned the hard way, but we've definitely got some rules in place now that work out for us.
Well, it's cool flying. I have another friend of mine that flew. He's a rock guy and he guitar player. And, man,
he was, you know how you'll sit on the plane and he was looking out the window and they were loading shit up on the plane. And he, of course, recognized his guitar case and it fell off the baggage truck and the guy threw it on there and he was just like, you know, about ready to come out of that plane. But it's just part of it all, you know. That's why I said, you know, just rip one next time you go.
Yeah. Oh, man.
Well, that's cool.
We're
you guys are getting out there. Right.
Yeah, we're really excited to go out there. It's a great opportunity, so.
Yeah, and any of our listeners out on the West Coast out there, you know, Vegas is only 4 hours out of San Diego and 3.5 out of L.A. Get over there in February. Right. Check these guys out. Now, you guys, I've been watching your and playing it, your Captain Lonely video. How'd you guys like doing that? Yeah. Like, are you fans of making videos, or is it a necessary evil? Or looks like you guys are
it's
having
kind
a good time
of a
on it.
Necessary evil. I would say it's necessary evil. It's something, you know, Captain Lonely is our second video. We use the same videographer for both of them, and he's a great to work with. Very talented, very smart, and it was really easy. So I mean. I think it's something we always wanted to do.
Yeah.
Especially with the first one. That was with Bright Light for our first album. And since that one, we just had to, you know, kind of idea to do more for some more songs.
Yeah, the first video kind of made us seem a lot more credible, you know?
Yeah.
Kind of, it goes before us, you know? And you're like, oh, you're that weirdo from that one video. You were wearing that blindfold on your face or something, you know? Captain Lonely, you're the weird superhero guy or something, you know, and people maybe recognize us when we're getting out of town a little bit, but it's a lot of fun being able to dress up and lip sync for
it is. It's also very tiring.
Well, that's part of it, you know, it's part of it. You know, speaking of cool things about you guys, no, I'm not in the music business. I'm a painter by trade. I paint pictures of people. A visual guy. And one of the first things when Curtin Call sent over a press packet and whatnot to me, I saw your guys' logo and my jaw hit the floor. That is the coolest logo ever. It's perfect. What's the story? How did that come about? How did you guys come up with that?
We tried to rip off the Transformers logo. Well, actually, it started out as just a mustache.
Yeah.
You know, it was weird. We thought we put the lettering in a mustache, and then it was a mustache and a beard, and then it was second or third guy says, you ought to throw some aviators on that son of a bitch. And then all of a sudden, it felt like right. Felt right at home right there.
Then it was
right.
Mustache Pete. That's the kind of term we use for it when we're making up shirts. You know, well, Mustache Pete logo.
Yeah, Handsome Pete doesn't work out, but his beard lifts a lot of skirt.
There you go. Well, you know, that's what I was going to say. That's a perfect logo on a shirt and stuff like that. I can see that, you know. I mean,
a lot of people ate up the shirt.
Oh, yeah. Cool.
And it's great to see the fan base like that. You know, we see our friends lining up a block and a half around the corner. Some of these different venues, and you can see all the ones that are wearing your logo, you know. It is a logo that kind of stands out from across the way, and it's neat to see our girls, our pedophiles.
Yeah.
And it goes on everything. It looks good
That's
on
right.
just about everything.
Yeah. We got a spray paint tag. We've been
shot glasses.
Yeah, we've been spray painting every gig. We try to get in the bathroom and tag up the place.
Very cool.
If that's, you know, appropriate, they got that going on.
And now, folks, a couple quick messages from some of our show sponsors. Stay tuned. We'll be back with the rest of the interview after these quick messages.
Aloha. If you have stress in your life or even anxiety and panic, I want to invite you to the Anxiety Coaches Podcast for a way out. The Anxiety Coaches Podcast is a relaxing and inspiring show bringing you lifestyle changes to calm your nervous system and help you heal. Heal anxiety, panic, and PTSD for life. We bring you 2 episodes every week. There's no need to walk this path alone. Join us for a relaxing, informative, and inspiring time and start your journey out of anxiety panic. That's anxietycoachespodcast.com. Aloha.
Hey there, my name is Paige Beatty, and I am the founder of Hats On and Hats Off, which are two separate companies but aligned by the same philosophy of raising cancer awareness and forming smiles. Hats On is a for-profit corporation that sells cancer-specific hats to be proudly worn by you in hopes of raising awareness. A percentage of the proceeds will be donated to Hats Off, which is a nonprofit corporation raising money to buy wigs for cancer patients who can't afford them. That's where we're forming smiles. I believe cancer has touched almost everyone's lives in one way or another, a friend, a family member, a friend of a friend. So please visit our website, www.hatsonhatsoff.com, to learn how you can help raise awareness and form smiles.
Ruxgear, the online webshop of high-end luxury merchandise and products, all featuring original pop art paintings. From La Jolla to Miami to London, www.merch.jamierux.us.
Hey folks, located in the hills of Tennessee, L'Apothecary Unique offers all natural, organic, gluten-free skincare. Hair care products, perfumed oils, medicinal salves, makeup, incense, and aromatherapy items, bath salts, and even much more, including something special for the fellows, like beard and mustache balm, astringent, and aftershave. Each item is made to order just for you. So check out LapothecaryUnique.com, spelled L-A-P-O-T-H-I-C-A-I-R-E-U-N-I-Q-U-E. .com, L'ApothecaryUnique.com.
No, yeah, I appreciate that, man. That logo was actually a lot of hard work, blood, sweat, and tears in the making. We had a different band, Handsome Pete, out of New York City, try to steal our logo about
they
a year
did.
And a half back. We
they
had
did.
To, we had to contact our lawyer, and it was a good thing it was trademarked.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Absolutely.
Yeah.
People don't, and see, this leads me to another thing that you guys are really good at too, is, and it's real hard for creative types, especially younger creative types, before you've been around a little bit, to wrap your head around that business side of things. It's show business, you know. There's a, you have to have all that stuff, especially what you were just talking about. Somebody sees something cool like that, and they're like, "Oh, I'm gonna steal that." No, you're not.
Yeah.
You can buy it.
Yeah.
But it's going to be real.
Yeah, right.
Oh, no doubt.
Yeah.
Even here, man, our drummer's been taking care of so much of that. I feel like he's got a degree in business at the end of the day, after all what he's learned from being thrown in the deep end of trying to figure out the whole business end of this enterprise. I feel like he should have a piece of paper. He's accomplished some shit at the end of the day.
Oh, that's good. See?
Yeah.
Keep him tonight. Buy him a cup of coffee every time you go to get one. And I'll keep him.
Yeah. Thanks for being our drummer and our manager.
There you go. Well, that's awesome. That's awesome. Well, I know normally in winter months, the colder months and whatnot, with most acts, that's the time to start writing new material and getting things done, just because the show kind of slows down a little bit. For most, usually for most people. Does that apply to you guys? Are you guys doing that now, or are we just promoing Captain Lonely hardcore?
Oh, no, actually,
or both?
Yeah, you hit it right on the nose. That's, I think everything has its season, its cycle to it. And last year at this time, we were finishing up all the recording, and then as soon as it warms up, you're on the road, you're traveling, you're trying to press as many gigs as you can, it starts to fade into the holiday season and cool down. Everybody starts thinking about writing again. So that's exactly what we've been doing in the last month and a half, 2 months. Have been officially tabling the first couple ideas on Victory Road, our third album. But
nice.
That's, you know, can't talk about that too much here and there, because we're still really pushing Small Miracles.
Well, of course. And Small Miracles is out, folks. You guys can pick it up wherever you get digital music. People always ask me, you know, where's the best place to get music? And I always tell them, at a show if you can. There's always a merch table.
Sure. Yeah, definitely.
You know, if you happen to be in Spain or something and you can't get to a show, well, yeah, you can get it wherever you buy digital music.
That's right. You're going to see a lot more of that proceeds if you buy them from them in person, you know. There's a lot of money that goes into shipping, and a lot of money that goes into all the platforms that you can buy digital music on. So, yeah, if you can find a musician face-to-face, that's the way to support it.
Sure.
It totally is. And people, I don't want to – I have never said it on my show, and I won't tonight, but when I first started doing the show, I had – you know, all of my friends are either in bands. They're either making music or making movies. That's everybody I know. Mainly because they throw the best parties, but I'm kidding. Well, they actually do, they're, you know, the cool kids. But found out, people always say, these different streaming platforms or you know, digital music, they get a cut of that, and I'm like, oh man, the artist doesn't get a cut, man. It's more like a sliver. And if you do a little research, ladies and gentlemen, find out how small a sliver that is, you will get off your tail and get to shows and buy music directly from the artist. And even if you see it on the website where you can buy it directly from them, do that. Because it is
– Yeah.
That would never happen in any other business.
Like a Sarah McLachlan kind of pet store musical video to try to make everybody feel really sad about how much these digital platforms – So we're going to contact, Sarah McLachlan and see if we can get some of her music or maybe come in and sing a really sad song over a picture of us, you know, opening a check from iTunes for $2. Real sad.
Oh, it's so true. It's so true. I can't watch those commercials. I feel too bad.
They get to me.
Oh, man. I'm telling you, it's crazy. It's crazy. You see that. And now, I don't know what it is. I was just talking to somebody at a party about this. On the we have an antenna. We don't even use the cable in our home. We got rid of that because we just never watched that much. Didn't use it that much. Said we can spend that money somewhere else. But, man, all the commercials you see now, there are all these, all these charity things, St. Jude, Wounded Warrior, all these. They're all like they've raised the prices to $20 a month, but you know they all want to send me a blanket if I just sign up. That's what you guys got to do. And that Handsome Pete logo would fit in a blanket.
Show yourself. That'd be a good idea.
It's adorable.
That logo will keep you warm come those winter months.
That's right. Wrap up in the mud ash.
Yeah, and it's a warm feeling you get from supporting your local musicians.
Exactly. But you know what would really happen is if you had any girls come over to your house, you know they would steal it because that'd be a cool blanket.
Oh, yeah. That'd be gone.
Right.
Hey, where'd that go?
Jacket.
I'm telling you.
And now, folks, a couple quick messages from some of our show sponsors. Stay tuned. We'll be back with the rest of the interview after these quick messages.
Support for this podcast comes from the University of Texas MD Anderson Cancer Center, ranked one of the top cancer centers in the nation for the last 27 years. The doctors at MD Anderson treat more rare cancers in a single day than many physicians see in a lifetime, and treatment plans are tailored to an individual patient's needs, allowing more comprehensive and thorough care. To become a patient, please visit makingcancerhistory.com.
Hey guys, Jamie Rocks here. Hey, last year I was on holiday with my girlfriend Danny. We were at Disney World and having a great time. It's the happiest place on earth. And I dropped my vape, just like a Butterfingers, and it was a pain in the neck. They just don't have anything there to replace it and whatnot. So we had to drive 45 minutes each way to get a new one. And, you know, that's an hour and a half out of our day, man. But anyway, that wouldn't have happened because if I would have had this fantastic new product, the C-Ring. It's very, very cool. What it is it attaches to your vape, designed to protect your investment with comfort, flexibility while doing your day-to-day activity. What it does is it goes in there, you put your finger in there, and you hold it, and you're not dropping your vape, breaking it and whatnot.
It's very, very cool. And if you need both hands, they have a lanyard you can hook to, and it's awesome. It's awesome. The C-Ring, you can find out more about it and pick one up at their website, www.thecring.com. Again, that's www.thecring.com. Be smart. Be like me. Get a C-Ring if you're a vapor. Very, very good. Oh, and hey, holidays are coming up, man. This is a very cool gift for somebody. If you have somebody on your shopping list that vapes like I do, get them a C-Ring. TheC-Ring.com.
Well, let's play. We've got Captain Lonely, and we've got it queued up and whatnot. Any background you guys want to share about the single before we play it here?
Yeah, you know, a lot of this came from perspective of, like, being a really big fan of Don Quixote and thinking mm-hmm. about, like, the madness. You know, he was going off the deep end thinking he was a superhero. And I think I think towards the start of it, we all got feelings that we're some kind of badass or we're a superhero. We are the protagonist in the story, and the story's all about us. But in a very humbling and a very realistic part of growing up, you know, we got to find our place in real life. And sometimes that's disheartening. Sometimes that hits you like a ton of bricks. But true to the people around you, you know, and just being realistic, sometimes accepting it with a punch in the gut, but accepting it nonetheless. Song kind of came from sort of the madness of that whole process.
I gotcha. Well, it's cool. Let me ask you before we play it. You know, when I work on a painting, sometimes the paintings come easy. You know, I see it and I'm like, ooh, sit down and just knock it out. Other times I see it and the thing fights me and I'm ready to throw the canvas out into the street half the time, tear my hair out. I don't, but I feel like it. With songwriting, is that the same type of deal that happens? Do some of them come easy, some of them come hard? And Captain Lonely, how did that lay in that?
Yeah, it's funny how some of them seem like they were written before you even I'm sorry. some of them feel like they're handed down to you or something. Like as soon as the guitar player starts playing, the drummer's playing the beat that he sticks with 9 months later, and the lyrics and the vocal melody just sort of come out like you didn't even write the thing. Like it was just handed down to you. And some songs are much more a labored effort. And I don't know, it's weird. You can become really attached to those projects that take forever, that you're never really satisfied with, you know, or that can be extremely frustrating. I think it can go really both ways. Captain Lonely evolved quite a bit. The way it started in the beginning, we got a recording of us playing that at a festival a year and a half ago. If you hear that now compared to the recording version, it's weird. It's might not even sound that familiar. It came on quite the process, and it changed quite a bit compared to a lot of other tracks on this album that did not change much at all. This one, very fluid in our writing.
This one did. Well, it needed to be heard. It needed to be said. You know, it obviously stuck with you, and I'm glad it did because the finished result's fantastic. So it's a good track.
Thank you.
Let's play it. Absolutely, man. I speak the truth. Here it is, everybody. This is Captain Lonely by Handsome Pete.
I trust in small paper boxes and wishes that hang from a string. You hurt your faith in the fragile. It could lead to the strongest of things. All around you like Jesus and Santa combined, leaving you with thoughts of suicide over all the pain relief that money can buy. But I'll save the day. be the savior? Am I just a sinner? Can I be the hero? Am I in need of saving?
I'm telling you, and you should be. That is a fantastic track. One of my favorite of this year that I've heard. Just a solid track all the way through. All the way through.
Thank you. And we can't thank you enough for having us out here. You know, being able to share our song, our music here with all your listeners, all your friends. Just anyone that's going to take the time to listen to. I want to thank him personally. You know, you yourself for taking a chance to chat with us about it, man. Thank you, Jamie.
Yeah, thank you, man.
Fucking rock.
Yeah, hey, no worries. Thank you guys for being on the show and, you know, making it a cool show and whatnot. It's, believe me, nobody's listening to and wanted to hear me. That's a fantastic track. And the whole album, this is very cool. And as I was telling you, we were talking a little bit off the air. I'm so glad to hear you guys are, you know, the gears are going for a new record as well. Just because I'm selfish and I want to hear more, you know, I want to hear more. You guys are real good at what you're doing. So, you know, it's, I know it just, that just didn't happen either. It's a lot of work to get to that point and whatnot as well. And you got a good team around you, you know, and that's cool too. Very cool. Well, it's awesome, man. That's awesome. Well, I want to let people know we've got a couple links up. We've got the band is on Reverb Nation, and a very cool website over there. And we also got you guys' Instagram link up. And I don't know why it isn't on our show page, but we will have, as soon as the show's over here, your Facebook link as well. I suggest, ladies and gentlemen, you get out and add and follow all of this because you want to follow this band. You want to see where they're doing because they're definitely going places. Hell, not just going places; they're arriving. You know.
We, you know what? We personally promise that to all our fans. If you do follow us and we get just even a meteoric amount of fame, then one of us is guaranteed to have a very public breakdown, and it will be extremely entertaining. So tune in.
Nice. There you go. See, they just need that breakdown money. That's all. That's all. They'll all start dressing like the Joker and sleeping in oxygen chamber.
I'm gonna shave my head and start slashing my crotch everywhere.
Exactly. He's gonna get out of the limo, not wearing any panties. Yeah. My God.
Yep. That's it. All my business.
Well, that's right. That crazy money. That's what you need. Crazy money. That's what I want. I want some free. You know, it happens. You know, it's funny. You notice that crazy, when you see that happen, though, that crazy kind of tempers itself out as soon as that money starts going away. You know, they're like, ooh, I'm going to get my shit together. They're calling the reason that's the swimming pool.
Oh, no doubt. Yeah.
Oh man,
friends actually want to write to them when I'm broke, buying them stuff.
<It's
Yeah.
I could tell some stories, but I shouldn't. Hey, Handsome Pete is the name of the band, ladies and gentlemen, and they're definitely ones to watch. Like I said, we have links up. And however you're listening to the show, this show, of course, at the end will be converted to a podcast. We're out on about, I think we're about 70, I think it's 80 now, different podcasting services, platforms they call it. So you can nice. Listen to the show all over the place. The big one, of course, is Apple Podcast. And these links that we have will follow the podcast. So however you're listening to the show, there'll be the links there, and you can click on them and get there and, you know, support independent music, man. You got to. We got to get these guys to Vegas. Now, you guys on there on your if people do want to you know, PayPal you a little something on your Facebook or Instagram or whatnot, there's ways to do that, right? There's a link or something on there.
We got our event page for the fundraiser show. Oh. All the PayPal information is in there. If anybody is just happening to be listening now, we're just taking it at our PayPal account again, which is handspete5@gmail.com. handspete5@gmail.com. And anything is well appreciated. And man, we're very thankful for those who have already been supporting us enough for it.
Yeah, we got a lot of thanks to give, man. There's been a huge like village of people that have helped us just even get that first album going, let alone get the second album, and now this awesome trip and to be a part of this convention in Vegas. You know, it's so cool. We wouldn't be there without the village that's helping us already, but we're calling on that help again, and it's going to be a lot of fun raising that money, and it's going to be a lot of fun representing our home state.
Absolutely. Well, I think it's awesome. I think you guys are going to kick ass, and you know, that's going to go over real well. I'm very excited. Man, my gal Danny's been bugging me for a trip to Vegas. I don't know if we can do it.
Yeah, you know, it's expensive getting out there in the room and board and.
Yeah, I'm telling you. I lived in Vegas actually for a summer. I moved out there years ago.
Yeah.
From San Diego. It was a terrible plan. I was going through a heartbreak, and I was kind of doing one of those, I'll show her, I'll just move to Las Vegas. It was July.
Sure. Watch me.
That's right. Oh, man. It was bad. Oh, and it was, I'll never forget, it was right down the street from a rockabilly bar. So I used to wonder, you know, the wind would blow me into there every night. And, man, when you're trying to get over a gal, All they did was have Johnny Cash cover bands in there, and I'm like, this ain't helping.
Yeah,
this ain't helping. You know, things you do when you're young.
You gotta wear
things you do when you're young.
More like a uniform if it's Elvis or Johnny Cash. You gotta wear one of the same two or three outfits.
Absolutely. Very cool. Well, that's gonna guys, just keep doing what you're doing. I can't wait. Small Miracle is going to be doing fantastic. Already is. But it's even going to get better. Very cool. I want to thank you guys again for being on the show. And hey, and a big shout out. I forgot to mention, I think we mentioned them earlier, though, but I want to definitely mention Curtain Call Records. We have a link up to them as well. You guys are working with them. They're fantastic. They're a fantastic business company.
Yeah, Luigi and John and Angela, everybody over there is doing a really great job for us, and we couldn't be happier.
Yeah, feels like family. Much love to them.
Fantastic. Well, that's going to wrap it up. And as I mentioned earlier, this podcast or this episode will be converted to a podcast. It'll be out, probably about an hour. Could be an hour and a half, depending on how the server in New York's going. But we've been having some luck with them, so that's good. Anyhow, that'll do it for us tonight. We will be back. What is today? Oh, that's right. Today's Friday. We will be back Monday. So we will see you then, everybody. Have a great night. And one more time, Handsome Pete. Follow them.
Hey,
get over there.
Take it easy, guys.
Thanks, everybody.
Thanks again.
Hell yeah.
Absolutely. Good night, guys. Have a good weekend.
Hey, good night, John. Jamie, we'll see you. Thank you so much.
Absolutely. Cool.
This has been Pop Art Painter Jamie Rocks's Pop Rocks Radio Talk Show. It has been executive produced by Jamie Ross, recorded at his studio in Deerfield Beach in South Florida. All rights reserved by Pop Rocks Limited for broadcast on Blog Talk Radio.
Estás escuchando Jamie Rocks de Pop Rocks Radio. Manténganse al tanto.
Hej, det här är Hicks från Sverige och ni lyssnar till Pop Rocks Radio med Jamie Rocks.
Blog Talk Radio.